This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, July 5th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Hurricane Beryl roared ashore on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 2 storm early this morning. Beryl expected to rapidly weaken to a tropical storm as it crosses the peninsula. U.S. National Hurricane Center believes the storm will reemerge in the Gulf of Mexico and likely regain hurricane strength. After landfall in Mexico, Beryl's maximum wind speeds had decreased to 100 miles an hour. American employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in June, adding 206,000 jobs, once again displaying the U.S. economy's ability to withstand continually high interest rates. Last month's job growth did mark a pullback from 218,000 in May, but it was still a strong gain, reflecting the resilience of America's consumer-driven economy, which is slowing but still growing steadily. Today's report from the Labor Department also showed that unemployment rate ticked up from 4% to a still low 4.1%. Consumer spending rose at just 1.5% after growing more than 3% in each of the previous two quarters. The data reinforced belief on Wall Street that the U.S. economy's growth is slowing. Investors believe the slowdown could keep a lid on inflation and push the Fed Reserve to begin cutting its interest rate perhaps as soon as September. This week's open mic guest is Andy Harig with FMI, the Food Industry Association. Harig says the COVID pandemic brought change to the food distribution system.
You know, the industry, like most industries, had moved to a just-in-time model for a lot of different commodities. That makes sense for food particularly. You know, you think there's a limited shelf life for a lot of them. But for things like paper goods, like toilet paper, it doesn't necessarily have to be the case. But, you know, inventory is expensive. Carrying inventory is expensive. Storing inventory is expensive. So there is now a little bit more, and I think if you go to a supply chain conference, you'll hear the same joke, that we moved from just-in-time to just-in-case on a lot of those commodities where you can build a little bit of inventories.
Harig says there were big improvements in transportation following COVID.
It's always been, I think, a very siloed area, particularly if you talk about long-haul trucking, overseas shipping, air transport. I think there's a little bit of a move towards better coordination of understanding where the infrastructure is located, where it needs to be built up, and how we move forward.
As for attitudes of shoppers, Harig says value has new meaning to the younger generation.
What we have seen is, even though price is still really central to a lot of folks, particularly because we are in a high inflation environment, their view of value is much broader now. So it has a focus on quality. It has a focus on selection. It also has a focus on things like shared values. So, you know, we see folks who are saying, you know, I really want to know that the workers who are involved in this process of producing this food, of selling us this food, that they're treated well. We want to know that the animals that are involved in animal agriculture, that they are treated well. We want to know that we're doing what we can for the environment. We want to know that this food is going to be healthy. It's going to be nourishing to us. And that often results in a slightly different algorithm of what goes into these shopping decisions.
Harig says sustainability has a capital S with younger shoppers.
Close to half of those shoppers say, I frequent and I prioritize stores that prioritize sustainability. Those numbers are much lower on something like sustainability for older shoppers. But they're coming in, you know, they're different. They've been raised with this idea of the environment and how to engage with it and the impacts of climate change. And so this is baked into their DNA when they enter the marketplace. And so it's different, and we're adapting to them, and you see this. But they are definitely very engaged in the brick-and-mortar experience.
AgriPulse Open Mic with FMI's Andy Harig is available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have the right to repair their own equipment thanks to a series of memorandums of understanding between the American Farm Bureau Federation and major agricultural machinery manufacturers, including John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, Kubota, and AGCO. Learn more at fb.org/right to repair. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.